After a break for the holidays, we're back on the beat and bent. This is the Bent News Update. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know...
Yeah, man.
A lot of stuff happened while we were on the holiday break here at the Bent News Desk, Marcus. But we've gotten our biggest story of the week at the top of the stack as we return to active duty. The Foos, they're coming back.
Yeah, they posted at the very end of the year on social media, and it was a very heartfelt, moving post. As we say goodbye to the most difficult and tragic year that our band has ever known, we are reminded of how thankful we are for the people that we love and cherish most, and for the loved ones who are no longer with us. Foo Fighters were formed 27 years ago to represent the healing power of music and a continuation of life, and for the past 27 years, our fans have built a worldwide community, a devoted support system that has helped us all get through the darkest times together, a place to share our joy and our pain, our hopes and fears, and to join in a chorus of life together through music. Without Taylor, we never would have become the band that we were, and without Taylor, we know that we're going to be a different band going forward. We also know that you, the fans, meant as much to Taylor as he meant to you. And we know that when we see you again, and we will soon, he'll be there in spirit with all of us every night.
Kind of took me by surprise, but I'm glad to hear that they have turned that corner as a family, really. And it'll lead to the next big story about who's going to be there on stage with the band. My vote's still for Shane.
I agree with you 100%. And in the meantime, there will be a lot of speculation about who it will be.
One of the smartest men in rock and roll history is also one of the more humble souls. And this week, he got the unexpected honor of being knighted. Unbelievable. Brian May. Now to be known as Sir Dr. Brian Harold May. Congratulations, sir.
Boy, what an honor. And it was only a matter of time. It was almost like it had to happen. He is one of those people that has just really contributed a lot to the world in a positive way. And for that, he deserves his knighthood. Congratulations, Brian.
As a contemporary of King Charles, kind of appropriate that he's among the first to be knighted by the new king. Hey, Michael Stipe just had a birthday, and right around that time, Marcus, he announced his first ever solo album, which I find hard to believe, and that it's all coming out here into 2023.
Yeah, he released his debut single, Your Capricious Soul, in 2019, and then earlier in 2022, Future of Future, was the single he released. And like you, I am completely shocked that this is his first solo record.
And that those are the singles from an album that's not coming out till 2023. But I'm glad he's doing it. And I'm glad that that may mean that he'll get out of the house and go on the road a little more.
Yeah, it'd be fun to see him do a solo tour, without a doubt.
The quote from Stipe, you'll love it. I'm doing something that I'm completely terrified of and not sure what I'm capable of. Actually, I know that I'm incapable, but I've started painting. So we'll wait for the painting and get the music now from Stipe. If you're a customer of the Amoeba Music Shop in Hollywood, you may not have thought that someday they're going to give a star to that guy, Billy Idol, who used to come in here all the time. But they're doing just that, Marcus. Old Billy Idol getting a star on one of the favorite hang spots along Hollywood Boulevard.
Billy Idol definitely represents that which is Hollywood and rock and roll, and he's been doing it a long time. He is truly a rock and roll star. So
I don't know if this is a supremely special honor, because I don't know how the Brits are about putting their faves on stamps over there, but I love the fact that Iron Maiden is getting not one, but 2 cents of stamps from the Royal Mail, and I can't wait to get my hands on a full set of both.
If you look at the different stamps that they're offering, they are pretty badass. And the artwork is sweet.
I told Mother that once she passed, things would change around here. Here comes the Iron Maiden stamps for all my sins.
I got to say, it's cool that there are stamps for all the individual members and photos and all that, but you can't beat a full strip of Eddie stamps. Iron Maiden, honored by the Crown and the Royal Mail. They said it had never happened, Marcus, and they were wrong. If you consider being one of the most successful bands from the West Coast in the history of rock and roll to be paradise, you could say Journey's been living there for a long time, right?
Absolutely.
However, lately, it's been hell. We know about the differences between Neil Schon and Jonathan Cain, and there's been a lot of other stuff going on, name-calling, arguments about credit cards, and everything that's been going on as of late. As we were going to press this morning, I went to confirm a story I was about to report, and evidence of it has disappeared. There had been stories over the last couple days that Greg Rowley would be returning, an original member of Journey, to join them on their upcoming touring ventures. Then suddenly every story I saw yesterday about it all disappeared. So I don't know what's going on. All I know is there's a lot of chaos in Journeyland.
It's starting to read more like a soap opera in a way. As the rock rolls, dun dun dun.
As the lights go down.
In the city.
If I had told you 10 years ago that the first grandson to Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne would be fathered by Sid Wilson of Slipknot, you probably would have told me I'm nuts. But it happened with Kelly Osbourne, together, a little boy.
Congratulations to the Osbourne family. And it's always great when a little baby comes into the world. But yes, 10 years ago, I would have said you're nuts to even say that.
Absolutely. Congratulations to everybody. Sometimes real life makes you stop, scratch your head, and go, no kidding, really? I didn't even know that they had just put up a statue to Till Lindemann from Rammstein in his hometown in honor of his 60th birthday. And by the way, hours after they unveiled it, it was stolen. Stolen. Wasn't there a day and they stole the fucker.
Man, somebody went full Zeit on that statue and took it. Holy cow.
Oh, my God. Actually, I'm looking at a picture of it, Marcus, and it's on a pretty big base, but I don't think the statue itself is more than like 3-4 feet tall. Still, that's one big brass fucker.
It's not a light statue either, man, so they'll find it.
Follow the tail of the statue here on the Bent News Update. Marcus, the research team jokingly posted the Death Takes a Holiday calendar on Twitter and Facebook this week, but it's not really funny because over the holidays, we lost a ton of amazing, talented people. I hate to start with the first one that we saw after we closed down shop for Christmas, the one and only Tom Bell, and you know how much the music that he made and was part of means to me. Working with Linda Cree, the Stylistics, the Delphonics, and so much more, contributing to the Philly International sound. It just cut me.
Oh, this one hit me hard as well. The Spinners, the OJs, a couple of bands I grew up listening to on the radio and very important in my musical development in the 70s, the Stylistics as well. And I did not realize until recently that he wrote Mama Can't Buy You Love by Elton John. He won a Grammy in like 1975, was elected to the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2006. Just an incredibly creative and talented human being.
When Marisa and I were in New Orleans, we walked along Frenchman Street and we walked in and out of bars. And one night we walked in and there was Walter Wolfman Washington just playing. Had a couple drinks, watched him play for a while. I don't think it was at Dorothy's Medallion Lounge, but that's what he was famous for. Heard that he passed on December 23rd, one of the great New Orleans blues men.
Oh, yes, from me. Just for me. Saving love. Just
As we were getting ready to end 22, I got binged on my phone, and co-founder or drummer for the rock band Modest Mouse, Jeremiah Green, passed away after a battle with cancer. He was only 45. Too young.
F cancer.
Yep. F cancer, indeed.
And that same day, we got word that Anita Pointer, one of the Pointer sisters, had passed away at age 74. Her and her sisters, man, they did amazing stuff using that familial singing sound. And the hits just kept on coming. And this one hits people of different generations differently. Those of us with a bit of punk in us, particularly, took the death of Vivian Westwood at age 81 particularly hard.
Absolutely. She was such an important part of the punk rock scene in England as it was developing. The Sex Pistols were practicing in her boutique.
Right. She was there with Malcolm at the Sex Boutique, where they all kind of came together and met there, right?
Absolutely. And I think somebody from the band had worked there at that point.
Yes,
and
that's how it
Steve
all
Jones,
happened.
I think,
was
the one who worked there.
She was in the middle of all that, yeah. Even though she was older. And she was always older, and she was always the coolest person in the room. Designer Vivian Westwood, gone at 81. I saw this, and I just wish that I could have put my arms around Verdeen White at that moment when I heard that his brother Fred, younger brother Fred, had passed at age 67, the drummer of Earth, Wind, and Fire, Fred White.
Yeah, this is another sad one. So many great people, so many great creative people lost. And Fred White and his band Earth, Wind, and Fire were such a fundamental part of everybody's life in the 70s. I seriously do not know anybody I grew up with who did not like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
No matter who was playing up front, people came and went, Marcus, he was always in the back. I don't know if I can believe what I hear sometimes about the charts, but I heard this week we hit number one in Laos. What? And Laos, we salute you and thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Hope you like this week's episode.
Look forward on Monday. We're getting muddy. We're going back to the shoals. A coda to our previous episode and more of the conversation that needs to be discussed that we didn't discuss.
More of the music. More of everything, right?
Absolutely. So look forward on Monday wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's going to do it from Dark Duck Media for this Bent News update. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know,
well, get bent, turkey.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.